Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody but Jesus. Good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and welcome to Ministering God's Way. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Trippett, joining you live from Atlanta, Georgia, the Atlanta International Airport. Ministering God's Way is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Praise God, and we are back. We have been on a break for the month of October, and we are back the first Saturday of November. This is Saturday, November 7th, 2015, and this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Today's topic is Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Today's episode is dedicated to Arlisha Head. Paralegal at Case Western Reserve University. She is my sister, biological, and not only my biological sister, but my sister in Christ, and to God be the glory. We are live here at the Atlanta International Airport, and we are coming to you live. It is now 3:04 here in Atlanta, Georgia. It's we're there on Eastern Time, and so for those of you who are on Central Time, it's 3:04 Eastern Time, and for those of you that are on Central Time, it's 2:04 in your city, and we are just so glad that you have tuned in and you've joined us today, because we have a word from the Lord. Jesus is the answer. Today's scripture is coming from the 18th book of Psalm and the second verse. That's the 18th book of Psalm and the second verse. And it reads, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower." Oh, Heavenly and gracious Father, we come right now just thanking you for this day, this opportunity, for this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we come right now in prayer and supplication to you, asking that you will lead us and guide us, Father God, that you allow us to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, Father God, that we might hear, not only be hearers, but doers of your holy and precious word, that this word may fall on good ground. We ask this all in the name of Jesus. Amen. And praise God, and to God be the glory. We see that my mother has tuned in from Richmond Heights, Ohio. Again, we said today that this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Today's topic, we're talking about Jesus is the answer. And we're coming from you to you live from Atlanta International Airport in Georgia. And we are just so glad that God has allowed us to come together via the airwaves one more time. This episode is dedicated to, again, Arlesha Head, my sister. Not only she's my biological sister, but my sister in Christ. And she is one of the best paralegal case Western Reserve University could ever have. And so to God be the glory. And we thank God for you, Arlesha Head. And we hope that you can hear us. And as we place the speaker there, that you can hear that this show, Ministering God's Way, this show is dedicated to you, Arlesha Head. We love you. And I will see you soon. As you and I say, I love you like marshmallow kisses. Today's topic, again, is Jesus is the answer. And we read earlier, we're going to read it again. Our scripture is the 18th chapter of the book of Psalms. It's the 18th psalm, the book or the chapter in the book of Psalms. And it's the second verse. So that's Psalm 18, the second verse. And it reads, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower." Amen, and praise God. And we prayed, and we know that God heareth us. And he said that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we just thank God for the righteous, because we know that prayer changes things, situations, and people too. And so we're just so glad to come before you. As I said today, we have been on break for the month of October. We have been in a transition, and we are back on the air Saturdays at 2 o'clock. And to God be the glory, we are here. It's now 3:08 in the city of Atlanta. And we, for those of you who are on Central Time, it's 2:08, and we just thank God for you tuning in. We certainly want to give honor to whom honor is due. And like I said, we see that my mother, Ernestine Head, is on the line, and I love you. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Eddie Mae Coleman, also known as Anna Coleman, my sister in Christ, she is tuned in. So we thank God for you. And those of you that are on listening via internet, and who will be listening in shortly. We're talking about Jesus is the answer. We know that this 18th book of Psalms tells us in the second verse that the Lord is our rock. He is a rock. We know that he is a rock. And you know, a rock is strong. A rock is hard. And you know what? We can go to the rock that's higher than I. And that rock is Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. He is our fortress. Psalm 18 says he is our deliverer. That means he can deliver you. He can bring you out of any situation that you may be in, that you may be held bondage in, whether it's emotional, whether it's physical, whether it's financial. whatever kind of bondage that you may be in, that shackles that may be holding you down or holding you back. Jesus said he is a deliverer and he can bring you out. My God, that's an awesome God, and that's the God we serve, and his name is Jesus Christ. He says also that he's our strength. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength, because when we have the Lord on our side, he said he would be more than the world against us. So the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. The joy that the world, that God gives, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Amen. Man can make you happy. A man or a woman can make you feel good, but only can Jesus Christ give you joy. And that joy is unspeakable, and he says it, and you will experience full of glory, unspeakable joy. That means you can't even explain the joy that he gives, because God's joy is unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. God's going to get the glory. Whether we give him the glory or not, he said every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. So why not give him the glory that he deserves right now? Because he's going to get the glory. And don't allow God to force the glory on us. Allow, he said, us to come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy in the time of need. That means going down and humbling yourself in prayer. Amen? And we know that when we pray, he said if we would pray, if we would humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face, and he told us if we turn from our wicked ways, then he would hear from heaven and he would heal our land. Amen? Amen. So all we got to do is humble ourselves, pray, and seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways. And God said he would hear from heaven. Jesus said he would hear from heaven, okay? And then he would heal our land. So there's healing also in the name of Jesus. Amen? He is the great I am. He is a great physician. Amen? He is Dr. Jesus. That's his name. Amen? What a wonderful God. What a wonderful Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise the Lord for his glory and for his majesty in the name of Jesus Christ. He also says, in whom I will trust. So he tells us in the 18th Psalm in the second verse, to in whom I will trust. The Bible says, trust in the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Amen. The Bible says, do not put your trust in man, for man will deceive you, nor put your confidence in princes. Jesus says, he is the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He says no other man can go to the Father but by him. Jesus Christ is his name. He is the Messiah. He is our Lord. He's the Lord of lords. He's the King of kings. He is the everlasting Father. He's a wonderful God. He's a mighty God, and he is the Prince of Peace. Amen. Jesus can give you peace in your storm. I don't care what you may be going through right now, what it looks like, what it is, what it feels like. Jesus says he can give you peace that passeth all understanding. He will give you a peace in that storm that you're in. And that peace that he gives, he said, you can't even explain. He said, this is going to pass your understanding, your comprehension. You won't even be able to comprehend the peace that he gives. Wow, that's awesome. Prince, he is the Prince of Peace. Let me say that again. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. Amen? The Prince of Peace. So if you want Prince of Peace, you can go to Jesus Christ, who is the Prince of Peace. Amen? Amen. Praise God. He says, my buckler. You know, it's just like a buckle belt. You know, the buckle on your belt, it holds that built down. It holds fast. And so that's what Jesus Christ is. He'll hold you. He'll hold you fast to him. And he wants us to hold fast to his faith. And he said, you know, without faith, my sisters and brothers, it is impossible to please Jesus Christ. Amen? Without faith, he says it's impossible to please him. So what is faith? Hebrews 11:1 states, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen? You can't see it. You're hoping for the best. You can't see it. You don't know what's the outcome going to be, but you're hoping for a particular outcome. Amen? And so that's what faith is, the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We don't walk by sight, listeners, men and women of God, saints of the Most High God. We walk by faith. So God wants us to trust him and obey him and walk by faith, but not only trust him and have faith, but he says, lean not unto your own understanding. Okay? He says, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So we can't lean on our understanding. We don't understand why God does what he does. That's why he's God, and we are his creation. Amen? Because God is high and lifted up, and beside him there is none other. We don't want to be caught up and serve the creature more than the creator. For Jesus Christ is the great I am. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Amen? Heavens. Heavens means plural with an S on it. That's not just one heaven. The heavens, the first heaven, second heaven, the third heaven. So Jesus is, his thoughts, he says, are higher than our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. So that's why he tells us, don't lean on your own understanding. See, because God has a perfect plan. He has the master plan, and he holds it in his hand. He is the potter, and we are the clay. God shape you today. Let him mold you and make you to what he has called you to be. He says in his word, many are called, but few are chosen. So make sure that you make your calling and election sure. Whatever God has called you to and to do, do it. And he says, do it with thy might. Whatever thy hands find to do, do it with all thy might. He says also, and he's the horn of our salvation. Hallelujah. The horn of our salvation. Jesus Christ, he gives us a clarion call. The clarion call is the word of God. And we know the word of God is quick, it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen? Jesus Christ is his name. He says, I am your high tower, high and lifted up is he. Jesus is high and lifted up. Amen? He's sitting high right now, saints. He's sitting high, and he's looking low. He's looking down on us. But we want to make sure that we will be ready when he comes. Amen? Because Jesus Christ, he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. And he's coming back for a church that has made herself ready, that's without a spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. Jesus is his name. Oh, what a wonderful Savior we serve. He is a mighty God. He's so wonderful. You know, I just thank and praise him for what he's doing in my life, in the life of others. Because, see, God knows what you're going through. He knows. You know why? Because Jesus, he carried a cross way back on Calvary on a hill called Golgotha. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And guess what? Everyone has a cross. You have a cross right now. You're carrying that cross. Your cross is not my cross. My cross is not your cross. But carry the cross that God has given you. Because if you carry the cross, Jesus said, what did he do? You heard the songwriter say, he's a heavy load carrier. Amen. He'll carry your load. Cast your cares upon him. for he careth for you. He's not only a heavy load carer, but he is a burden bearer. You can take your burdens and your cares to the Lord, and and your fears. But he doesn't want us to be, he said, have a fear of us, because he says he didn't give us that spirit of fear. He said he gave us power, love, and a sound mind. Amen? So God is love, and he wants us to have a sound mind, and he wants us to be strong in the Lord and be of good courage, because he has overcome the world. He said, and we can overcome also. Philippians 4:13 states, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. Amen? That didn't say some things. The scripture for Philippians 4:13 didn't say a few things, but Philippians 4:13 states, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God shall deliver them out of them all. So you're going to have tests. You're going to have trials. Yes, the Bible says, consider it not strange concerning the fiery trial that is to try you. Okay? Because guess what? Jesus said he had overcome the world. And if he overcame, you can overcome also. I don't care what you're going through. Cast your cares on him, for he careth for you. And that cross listening audience, men and women, and saints of the Most High God, if it gets too heavy, my God, he will carry the cross for you. And if the cross seems to be just a bit overwhelming, he'll remove that cross from you. So don't be dismayed. Be not deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. God is a just God. He's a loving God. He's a forgiving God. He's a healing God. He's a deliverer. He wants us to come unto him. He says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, okay? He says, and I'll give you rest. Not your friend, not your mother, not your sister, not your brother. He said, I will give you rest. Amen? Yes, Jesus says he will give you rest. And in that rest, he will give you peace that passeth all understanding. Amen? And no weapon, when you're in Christ, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It cannot, it will not prosper. It won't, and it will not work, because God is God, and beside him there is none other. And if you have given your life to Jesus Christ, you have his Holy Spirit that dwells in you. And you know what? He said, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright. Just keep the faith. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. God cares for you. He knows all about your struggles, and he knows all about your trouble. Jesus Christ, the reason I love him, and I know you love him too, is because you know what? When I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, the master of the sea, he heard my cry, hallelujah, and from the waters he lifted me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, we can go to that rock that's higher than I. Nobody but Jesus. Just like Cherie Monique Whitfield sang in this intro, and she will sing, we will hear her sing it again on the way out as we exit today. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody. It's nobody but Jesus. So give him the glory. He makes no mistakes. He never failed. He's never failed me yet. And he won't fail you. All things work together for the good to them that are the called, who love the Lord, and are the called according to his purpose. So don't worry. Be happy. Love the Lord. Trust in him. What you don't understand, don't lean on your understanding. Lean on him, on Christ, the solid rock you stand. Amen? So, again, Jesus is the answer for the world today. There's no one, no other, for Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. For there's no one, no other, for he is the way. Amen? We see that also we're giving shout-outs and honor to whom honor is due, because God says, give honor to whom honor is due and tribute to whom tribute. I see that my Aunt Glenda has tuned in, and to God be the glory. We thank you so much. We know that you are celebrating with your grandson and having the feast, the wedding feast is going on. And so we just thank and praise God for you taking time out to tune in, and even though you're with your family, I mean, you are enjoying the wedding feast ceremony, and we want you to tell everyone that ministering God's way wishes them well, Andrew Barbour and his new wife. And we just thank God for marriage, because God says marriage is a great mystery, and God honors marriage. And so we want to certainly honor Andrew Barbour today as well and his wife. And we just thank God for you. And we want you to know that we are proud of you and the decision that you made. And we know that God is with you. And if you keep God first, he will be for you, and he'd be more than the world against you. Amen. So, again, we have dedicated this episode today to our Alicia Head. Like I said, she's with Chase Western Reserve's best paralegal. We thank God for her today. And I am currently in Atlanta at the International Airport and on my way to Cleveland, Ohio. And I thank God that I will be able to be with my family on tonight. And so to God be the glory. Everyone, please keep us in your prayers. We thank God for you. And we certainly I didn't even acknowledge my husband, Elder Reginald Trippett. We like to thank God for him. And so we want to always keep God first in our life and acknowledge him in all of our ways. He is going to direct our path. And he is going to be, we have to keep him first and make him the head of our life. And everything will work out for the good. So we love you and we thank God for you. Ministering God's Way is back on air. We'll be back again next Saturday at this time. I believe we may have to change the time next Saturday. We'll see what the Lord says, because of the time frame. We may have to change the time, but we will let you know. And we thank God for you. To God be the glory. And in the meantime, don't you forget what we talked about today, that Jesus is the answer for the world today. We love you, and God bless.